Lovers of Czech applied arts and design will find a veritable treasure trove of interesting items ranging from glasswares to clocks and metalworks in Prague's Museum of Decorative Arts. Located right across the street from the well-known Rudolfinum Palace, the museum is housed in a stunning neo-Renaissance building. It was one of the last in Prague to be designed in that style. The architect was Josef Schulz, who was also behind the Czech National Museum. On the inside of the museum, visitors are welcomed by an impressive staircase that features ornately decorated ceilings and leads up to the permanent collection. Among the museum's attractions, though strictly speaking not a part of the exhibition, is a very elaborate set of stained glass windows located on the mezzanine level. Museum director Helena Koenigsmarkova, who has been the head of the organization for over 20 years, says she still marvels at them every time she walks past.
It's also for me a favorite window because it represents the donation of one of the founder of our museum, Adalbert Ritter of Lana, from the year 1900. And it is an allegory of collecting arts and with some symbols for collecting glass and graphic, because Adalbert of Lana was a big collector also, not only an entrepreneur who built a lot of news at the time for Prague. And his donation of main part of his glass collection is the core of our today collection of glass. He donated 6,000 pieces of glass to the museum.
Okay, so now you're taking me up to the permanent exhibition?
Yes, this is the first level with our permanent collection. It is called The Story of Materials. And it's in five galleries. Each room is focused on collections of different materials, glass and ceramic, prints and photography, metalwork, textile and fashion, a special gallery for clocks, and the entry hall for special collections of our history.
The collection was not always organized in this way, but after the end of communism, Mrs. Koenigsmarkova decided it was time to show visitors more of the museum's vast collection.
After 90, when I overtook the leadership of the museum, we were thinking to change the permanent collection to make it more modern and to show more from our collection, because the previous one was only from the 16th till the 19th century. So we decided to prepare permanent collection from all our collections in specialized rooms regarding to the material.
Currently, a special exhibition titled Prague Fashion Houses 1900 to 1948 shows the rise and fall of the city's fashion houses from the turn of the century up until the communist takeover in February of 1948. Some 80 items of clothing are on display.
The exhibition is on show till almost the end of April, and it shows really the best of our fashion collection. And as a part of the permanent collection, we have such huge vitrine where we can change the content. So the start of the temporary exhibition is placed here, which shows the fashion from 1900 to 1948. So the start of the fashion, which was created in special in Prague. And in our exhibition space is the second part, which is focused on the strong period between the wars, with the famous fashion houses like Podolska, Rosenbaum, and so on.
In another room, the museum displays its collection of clocks in a very unusual and sophisticated way.
When we started to create a new permanent collection, we had such a wish to combine the traditional, not only artworks, with contemporary, but also the display cases. So we are using the original one from the period when the museum was open, designed by the architect Josef Schulz, and we asked the architect to develop something new. So one of his creation was this Pater Noster vitrines, so we can use the space for more objects because they run around, and the visitor can call them to the eye level.
So if I push this button here...
Yeah. So you can... You have to push and keep pushing, and you can bring it to the level of your eyes and to see the details.
The institution focuses especially on Czech works of applied arts, the country's most interesting design, photography, and crafts objects. Often it has brought attention to artwork that had been completely forgotten about.
In the last 20 years, I think we did a lot for the Czech applied arts, especially in our exhibitions, not only in our museum here in Prague, but we prepared also many exhibitions for abroad to present Czech art, which was almost forgotten, especially the 20th century periods, like starting with Art Nouveau, Czech Cubism, which is very special. It doesn't exist in any other countries, the three-dimensional Cubism objects. And we did a lot for Czech photography because we also have the largest collection on Czech photographies from the 19th century. Our glass collection is one of the most important ones.
The Museum of Decorative Arts also has a gallery in the Czech capital, the Josef Sudek Gallery in Prague 5. Here, in the former flat of the eponymous photographer, visitors can see his work as well as work by other modern Czech photographers. In addition, the museum in Czech, often nicknamed UMPRUM after its official Czech name Umělecko-průmyslové muzeum, has three locations outside the Czech capital. One of them is located in the Chateau Kamenice nad Lipou near Pelhřimov in the westernmost tips of the Czech Moravian highlands. In the summer, this quaint museum in a former Renaissance castle is well worth a visit. It focuses on toys and furniture. The other branch of the Prague Decorative Arts Museum centers on textiles and is located in a former Ursulines monastery in Česká Skalice in the country's Hradec Králové region. There, lovers of fabric and those interested in how cotton and other common textiles are produced will find plenty to explore. However, despite having multiple locations, the museum is running out of space and sadly can only show a part of its great collection.
Yes, we are focused on Czech, speaking about the past, Bohemian applied art and till contemporary Czech design. And as I said, we can show only a very small part of it. So our aim was all the years how to get more space for our collections.
For this reason, the year 2012 is shaping up to be an important one for the Museum of Decorative Arts, says director Helena Koenigsmarkova.
Our museum's life is unfortunately not only about the fun with exhibitions, but as I mentioned, the problem with the space. We are already working since 2 years on two big projects. We will build a new depository building in Prague for our collections, and this historic building will be reconstructed. So the year 2012 seems to be quite important for the future of the museum.
But even though right now, due to its ongoing space limitations, we may not be able to see all that it has to offer, the museum is well worth a visit for lovers of design and those curious about the Czech contribution to it.